Peah, Per Gimel, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah will also deal with what we've been discussing until now, what is considered to be one field regarding Peah, and what is considered to be two fields. Ha'achin Shechalku, if you have brothers who inherited an estate, and they've divided up the estate between themselves, and one brother, let's say, has taken one part of a field, and the other one has taken another part of the field, so then nosdin shtei peos, then they give two separate peos, two chiyuvim apeya, because they become two separate fields. However, chazru v'nishtatfu, if subsequent to dividing it, the brothers decide to get back together again and become shutfim in the entire field and put their two fields together, then nosdin peya achas, they give just one peya, and that is the idea of shutfim rechayev and peya. We learn out from the pasuk, the Gemara in Chulin learns out from uvekutzruchem es kitzir artzuchem, the fact that pasuk talks about harvesting your field and your chayev and peya uses the plural. From that, the Gemara learns that shutfim partners are chayev and peya, and there would be chayev in one chayev peya alone because they have shutfis in this field. Shnayim shalakhu es ha'ilan. If you have two people who've purchased one tree together, nosdin peya achas. So again, they're shutfim, and therefore they give just one peya from this tree that they have bought, from the fruits of that tree. Lokach zet tzvono v'zet dromo. However, if when they bought it together, they didn't buy it all together so that each one of them owns every bit of it together in shutfis with the other, but rather one person said, I'm going to own the north side of the tree and you'll own the south side of the tree. Then zed no sin peah la'atzmo, zed no sin peah la'atzmo. Then this one gives peah from his side, and he gives peah from his side. It's like two different fields. Now, hamocher kilche ilan besoch sadeu. Somebody who sells stalks of trees, they're young trees, and they're sold, he sells them in his field to somebody else with the intention that the fellow who buys them is eventually going to take them and plant them in his field. But in the meanwhile, they've been sitting still in the seller's field, and they are full of fruit, but they now belong to the buyer, but the buyer has no karka. He has no ownership of the land itself. He only has ownership of the individual trees. So then the halach is that no same peah, we call echad ve'echad, he has to give separate peah from each one of the trees, because there's no karka, there's no field, there's no real estate that's combining them together. Amar Reb Yehuda. Yehuda made a comment about this and clarified the meaning of the Mishnah, that Emasai, when is this true? Bizman shelo shier balak hasada, that the purchaser is obligated to give the peah from his individual stalks of trees only when the bal hasada, the seller, has not held on to any of the trees. Afalim shier bal hasada, if the seller, the owner of the field, has left over some of the trees for himself, who knows him pay a la kol, then he gives pay on everything, including the items that he has sold. Now it's interesting that there is a dispute between the Gemara and the Bavli and Maseches Chulin and the Rishami on this Mishnah as to how to understand what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, or when Rabbi Yehuda's statement applies. The Gemara and Chulin in the Bavli says that when is this true that the seller has to give the peah for everything? That's only if the seller, the owner of the field, has begun to already be kotzer. Once he's begun to harvest the fruit, then we say that he is involved in it and his intention was not to sell the peah, and therefore he will give the peah for the trees that he has sold. However, the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that even if he has not begun to harvest, but the seller, in general, when he sells, he's not selling the peah. He's selling everything excluding the peah, therefore he has the obligation to give the peah for everything.